Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a Fox News alert. No sign of survivors yet after a mid-air collision near Washington, D.C. I'm Dave Anthony.
This is still a very active search and rescue operation ongoing. 300 first responders that are busy in the freezing temperatures of the Potomac River.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson is near the crash scene.
Just before 9 p.m. last night, American Airlines, this is what we know, a jet with 64 people aboard, including the crew, collided with that U.S. Army Black Hawk helicopter with three soldiers on board, including both pilots. That airliner was attempting to land on runway 33 at Reagan National Airport.
And the collision led to an explosion. There are reports of 18 deaths. No one found alive yet. We'll learn more at a news conference next hour. The American Airlines regional jet had taken off from Wichita, Kansas. CEO Robert Isom says,
"We are actively working with local, state, and federal authorities on emergency response efforts, and the American Airlines care team has been activated to assist our passengers and their families."
So some of the passengers were members of the U.S. figure skating team. The organization put out a statement. The athletes, coaches, and family members were returning from a development camp following the U.S. figure skating championships in Wichita. We're getting word also from Moscow. Some of them on the flight were Russian skaters.